Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mae McCarthy's here. Mae's a short-time member of our brain. She's one of our newer folks, and she's the CEO of Bizalt. She's an entrepreneur in her own right, having started and run a number of companies in her very young life. She's the author of a number of books, including her latest one, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. And she's our friend, Mae McCarthy. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks so much, Jim. I'm really happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So the purpose of your business, that's one of the things that you try to get to when you talk to people, right? Not the what, but the why.
Right. Many studies have shown that, in fact, one in particular that was done by Ernst & Young, as part of the Harvard Business Review, showed that companies, 474 executives, were found to have clear purpose statements for their businesses, and those businesses were more profitable. I think
what did those statements sound like? I'm a little bit of a student of mission statements, and in my career, I've been generally disappointed in the ones that I've seen.
Right. Well, a mission statement talks about the what you do, and a purpose statement is why you do it.
Yeah.
For instance, in my last company, we had a very simple purpose statement. Why do we exist? We exist to save lives. Now, what we did was create software and team it up with giant pieces of automated machinery and come into hospital pharmacies and central warehouses and automate the entire distribution and track of their medications. So what we did was different than why we did it. And some statements one in particular that I just love is from the Kellogg Company. You know, what do? They manufacture food products, right? But why they do it is they nourish families so they can flourish and thrive. That's why they do it. And when people can be very clear on their personal purpose and their company purpose, it fuels motivation to do a better job. My employees were fueled because they knew that why we were in business was to save lives, and they were excited about that.
Well, and of course, these are the kinds of things that are the heart and soul of a small business. Oftentimes without the owners ever saying it out loud. You know what I mean? I see them practicing it all the time without them having a purpose statement, even though you and I know that they could come up with one real quick if we ask them to. But that's why you and I are talking about it, because I want small business owners to think more about this. I do believe that the marketplace is more interested in your purpose today than it was 20 years ago.
Absolutely. All stakeholders, that would be your customers, your coworkers, your suppliers and vendors, if you have investors, everyone wants to know why you're doing what you do. There's a cute little story that I read about the CEO of a company called Witch Witch. They do sandwiches. And his name is Jeff Sinelli, and he was at a conference, and he wanted to meet the Container Store CEO, Kip Tindall, and waited in line, and then finally, you know, got a chance to say hello and, you know, gave him his card. And Tindall gave Sinelli his card, and when he read the back of it, he said, "So, Jeff, what are you doing to make the world better? He read his purpose statement on the back of the card, that some people want to make superior sandwiches and some people want to make the world a better place. We want to do both. And when the CEO of Witch Witch, Kip Tindall, looked at him, he didn't really have a clear answer because that had just been a tagline.
Mm-hmm.
So what he decided to do when he returned to his office was start giving away sandwiches. And his employees got very, very excited about giving away sandwiches. And this past year, he was giving away his 1 millionth free sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yet, they're still alive. They're still in business. They're still surviving. They're still sustaining the business,
even though
they're giving it away. And I keep coming back. More and more every week, every day, I keep seeing and hearing and talking about the essence of this scripture, and it's from Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Oh yeah, as you give, you'll receive.
Givers gain. The law of reciprocity. This is the kind of thing, in my opinion, May, that the marketplace has been. We've lost a lot of this, especially Wall Street. I think the investor class, I should say the trading class, not the investor class, but the trading class has really removed a lot of this from corporate America. This is the kind of thing, the things you're talking about right now, this is the kind of thing that's going to save capitalism, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think so. And I honestly believe that a lot of these millennials, a lot of the younger people that are coming up in the business world, really have, I shouldn't say all of them, but many of them, especially in the Seattle area where we've got Amazon and Microsoft and, Starbucks and whatnot, there's a social capitalism movement that seems to be going on. A lot of people really want to give their buying dollars to businesses that have some sort of social concern and some sort of social benefit. And so they're searching for ways to support those kinds of companies. So in my opinion, what I'm seeing are, of course, there's always going to be greed in capitalism. It's existed forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also companies that are really wearing on their sleeves their purpose.
But they've got to do it without looking like they're bragging about it, right? That's the thing. You've got to deliver the goods. It can't be self-serving. It can't be gratuitous. It's got to be in a way that works. And we're going to talk about this some more with Maeve McCarthy, the author of The Path to Wealth: Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. Maeve, give us your website quickly, please.
MayeMcCarthy.com.
So check it out. That's MAY, by the way. And we're going to take a quick break. May and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.